SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports on intense political activity ahead of France's snap election.
Anti-racism groups have joined French unions and a brand new left-wing coalition in protests in Paris and across France against the surging nationalist far right. The demonstrations on Saturday afternoon come as parties engage in frenzied campaigning for snap parliamentary elections. Protesters fear that the elections will produce France's first far-right government since World War II. Crowds have been gathering daily ever since Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration national rally made historic gains in the European Parliament elections last Sunday. New elections for the lower house of Parliament are now set in two rounds for June 30 and July 7. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that a Southwest plane that went into a Dutch roll was damaged in that incident.
Investigators say a Southwest Airlines plane suffered damage to parts of the structure after it went into a Dutch roll during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the roll of the Boeing 737 MAX happened May 25th, but Southwest did not notify the safety board until June 7th. A Dutch roll is an unstable combination of the tail sliding sideways and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. No one was injured on the Southwest flight, which landed safely in Oakland, California. A Southwest spokesperson says that they are participating in the investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain putting on a display of birthday pageantry for King Charles III with a military parade that marked the Princess of Wales' first public appearance since her cancer diagnosis earlier this year. This is SRN News. YMCA goes woke.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers approving legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. Bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 69, sparking a riot and several days of protest. This is SRN News. A rebirth of the nation's banks.
After years of closing or mostly neglecting physical bank branches across the U.S., the nation's largest banks are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on refurbishing old locations or building new ones. And in the process, changing the look, feel, and purpose of the local bank branch. Many of these branches are larger and meant to feel more comfortable for those walking in with difficult financial questions. John Scott reporting.
Well, Charles Barkley says next season will be his last on TV, regardless of what happens to the NBA's media deals. The Hall of Famer has spent the last 24 years working as a studio analyst for TNT, which could lose the rights to broadcast NBA games after next season. No matter where the games end up, Barkley says he will not be following. 61-year-old says he's had enough. More details at SRNnews.com.